Father, He's always been before my heart, before even time began. My life was in His hands. He knows, He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father, I have the Father. He calls, He calls me His own, and He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. Cause He knows my name. That falls, and He hears me when I call. I have an anchor, an anchor. Oh, He's in my life. Oh, He placed me in this world. By faith He'll see me through. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Maker, a Maker. Oh, He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. Oh, He knows, He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have a Father,
I have
a Father. Oh, He calls me His own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. My every thought, and He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. We have an anchor, I have an anchor. Oh, He's in my life. Place me in His word. By faith He'll see me through. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. And He sees 60 that falls, and he hears me when I call. Let's invite Brother Max to offer a word of prayer as we sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Sing amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Oh, yes. What an amazing grace. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're so much thankful, oh God. Amazing grace, once again, Lord, had given us this privilege, oh Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, yes, we thank you that we have a place where we can anchor our faith, Lord. Oh, in that name, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. The week so far, it has been a blessing, O God. Your protection, O Lord, that grace. O Lord, your loving grace also, Lord. That, O Lord Jesus, has taken us through all our undertakings, our going outs and coming ins. Oh, to our working places, in our homes, wherever we have been, O Lord. Footsteps that we have taken, Lord, have been guided by you. And Lord, we say thank you. And here we are, Lord, giving us journey mercies from our various homes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to come all the way, Lord. Yeah. Father, to no other place, Lord, but Father, to your presence, Lord. Father, today is another Friday. Yes. Oh, you have appointed this day for us that we should come and lay before you, Lord, all our heart desires, our needs, our petitions. Lord, we thank you. And Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, even before we call unto you, as according to your word, O God, you will answer us, O God. So, Father, we come with faith, with all humility, with all reverence, Lord, to come and sit at your feet, Lord Jesus, that this evening, oh Lord, you will speak to us once again, a word of inspiration, oh, to lead us, oh God, into prayer tonight, to pour out all what's within us, Lord, before you, oh God. So, Lord, as we want to now lift up your name and worship you and praise you, Lord, because you deserve every honor. So, Lord, we want to commit our son leader, Lord, into your hands and the musicians, Lord. At this moment, oh God, as Father, they lead us, oh Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, Father, we want to sing, we want to praise your name, we want to worship you. To create, Lord, the atmosphere, of God, whereby, Lord Jesus, your servant, even at your presence this moment, O God, Lord, you will use him as your mouthpiece this evening. Oh, the Lord, your word of grace, your word of love, oh, your word of faith, your word of hope, Lord Jesus, oh, will be spoken deep into our hearts, Lord, Father, to lead us into prayer tonight. Father, once again, we want to say thank you. We bless your wondrous name for all that you have done for us, Lord. Help us now. Let your Holy Spirit now sweep over us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. John was in the Spirit. On the Lord's Day, he heard a voice from heaven. This is what it said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forever. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. I live forevermore. Hallelujah. Behold, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. And every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, if it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember he's the great physician, and in him all life dwells. Let us cast your cares on Jesus, and you'll find he'll soon be whole. Believe his word and promise holy. Every promise, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in his word divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, you may ask him for the salvation of one of your close relations. One you truly love is caught up far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith take your claim. Just trust in God and call upon his every promise.
Every promise
in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, you may your poor reaction. Life isn't that fair, and does he really care? Let us look to the Lord, and you'll find he's always there. Just believe his word and trust our God. Every promise in the book is mine.
Every
chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. And give us oil in our lamps, keep us burning. Give me oil in our lamps, we pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning.
Keep me burning till the
break of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna,
Hosanna,
sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Lord, give us joy in our hearts, keep me drinking. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep us singing. Keep me singing till the break of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, give us peace in our heart, keep us resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Oh, keep me resting till the break of. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
God bless saints, welcome to the prayer meeting this evening. Thank you, Brother Jess, Brother George. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 12. Let's get a thought from there. Acts chapter 12, let's read from verse 1. We know the story very well. So we have a request here to pray for Brother Greg. Couldn't make it today, would like to be remembered in prayer. Also want to remember Brother Tendai flying back from England tonight. Let's pray for him as well. We know the story, Acts 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because his sword pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. So he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Father, be it unto us according to your word, we pray. Father, I do pray for Brother Greg. I pray for Brother Tendai. May you bless them. May you keep them. May you bring them safely, Lord. I just pray for all your people, them that would still be on the way. You watch over us. Bless your people. Bless them at home as well, we ask. Bless your word to our souls. Let your will be done, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's be seated, saints. God bless. Just to take a thought before we come to pray, I'd like to speak about apostolic prayer. Now, this was an apostolic prayer meeting. You know, the early church, it was powerful because of two things. Number one, because of the Holy Ghost, and number two, because of the power of prayer that they had. You know, the prophet speaks about when that branch came forth from the tree, we see the results. They were very powerful in prayer. You know, they were very powerful in witness, very powerful in many things. But one thing, when you read the early chapters of the book of Acts, you're going to see they were very much given to prayer. They were very powerful in prayer. If you read the scriptures, you can read it yourself. You'll find Acts chapter 1 is a prayer meeting, a 10-day prayer meeting, and they received the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. And then in Acts chapter 2, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in prayer. So they continued steadfastly in prayer. Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are brought before the council, threatened, beaten up a little bit, shaken around. What do? They go in and get into a prayer meeting, and the Lord shakes the building, fills them all with the Holy Ghost, renews their strength, and they go forth from there speaking the word boldly, not fearing the people. And you keep on going down to Acts chapter 12, the one that you've just seen, when the whole power of the church world and the whole power of the state, the Roman system, was against them. I mean, there was no way you could ever expect a little church like this, you know, people, fishermen and that, they could prevail and overcome and become such a mighty force in that day in their own power, because they knew of a certain power, and that was the power of prayer. No matter what came their way, no matter what challenge there was from the Romans, no matter what challenge there was from the Sanhedrin Council, they had one answer to every one of these situations, and that was a prayer meeting. And when the saints gathered in the book of Acts for prayer, it was a prayer meeting. No, they didn't gather for anything else in the book of Acts. They came with an agenda. They came with an objective, and that was to really lay hold of the Lord concerning the needs which they had at that time. And I remember somebody said it. I think it might have been Spurgeon saying, he says, until the church puts back the preeminence of the prayer meeting, it'll never be able to do very much. Because in the beginning, the first branch that went forth, they were given so much to pray. And if the Lord says, I will restore, says the Lord, there's going to be a branch at the end that's going to realize, like they did at the beginning, that they'd be given a mighty weapon to face up to any situation that came their way. The Lord doesn't worry about the conditions of the day. The Lord doesn't worry about Satan's Eden. He doesn't worry about all the distractions of this life. You know, he's put in the hands of men the greatest weapon. The prophet says that you've got the greatest weapon in the world in your hands, which is prayer. But I think sometimes we don't realize the full extent of the weapon that is given unto us. We don't realize how powerful this weapon of prayer is. But the early church did. They knew the power of this weapon that had been given to them to gather together and to pray in the name of Jesus. They knew they could, doesn't matter what challenge came their way. They knew if they united themselves together and got themselves in prayer, whatever it was, you can put a man in prison, put 16 soldiers around him. That man's going to come out of prison when the saints get serious and gather together to pray. You know, and that was the power of the early church. They realized that the prophet says, what's the first thing a child of God has for refuge when trials come? The greatest weapon ever put in the hands of mankind, prayer. You know, and that's what the early church knew. The early church was never frightened by anything. They were never intimidated by anything. They never bowed down to anything that Satan. Imagine the day they lived in. James had just been put to death. It was a serious time. Yeah, and people were being beaten and imprisoned, and Paul came on the scene and the things that he was doing. But the early church, how did they prevail? They prevailed because they knew what a powerful weapon God had given to them, which was the weapon of prayer. Yeah, and when they gathered themselves together, you know, here Peter's been arrested, how did their church respond? They gathered themselves together in a prayer meeting. And when they came to that prayer meeting, they had a very specific objective in that prayer meeting. They knew what they had gathered for, and that was they were going to pray until Peter got out of prison. You know, they knew that it doesn't really matter. We don't need to use any other method. We don't need to use anything else. And that was the power of the early church. And if you look in the Bible, the thing about the early church, the first chapters of Acts, is they put such importance on prayer. No, you could see they knew that without prayer, the church will never, ever be what it's supposed to be. You know, without people being really committed and uniting together in the prayer meeting, things can only go so far in a restoration. Because what they had in the beginning has to come back again in the end. And they knew the importance of prayer. And they knew the power of prayer right there in the beginning. And they were willing. They knew the weapons that they had. They knew their weapons. They knew what's been put in our hands is more than sufficient to meet any challenge the Lord allows to come away. Even if they take Peter and they put him in a prison, in the inner prison, and they shut the inner doors, and they put all these soldiers around him, and they shut the outer doors. And whatever it is that they do, it doesn't matter. If we can just unite ourselves together in prayer, Peter's going to come out of the prison. They knew the power of prayer. Yeah, and when they gathered together, the Bible says many were gathered together praying. What was the business of them gathering on that evening? It was prayer. That was the only source of business. There was one thing on the agenda, and that was prayer. At other times, they would gather for to sit at the disciples' feet. They'd gather for doctrine. They'd gather for evangelism. But when it came to these kind of situations, they had their set appointed time, and there was one thing on the agenda, and that was we are coming to use this weapon that the Lord has put in our hands, the greatest weapon given to man, that we can approach the Lord and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself gave us the promises, if only two of you agree on earth concerning anything, and you pray it in my name, it'll be given to you. You know, sometimes we underestimate the power of prayer. We underestimate what the Lord has put into our hands. You know, and sometimes we look at circumstances, we can get intimidated by them. But as a believer, like the prophet says, the first refuge that a believer seeks when a crisis comes is prayer. Because you've learned it by experience. You know the power of apostolic prayer, of the prayer the way that they prayed in the Bible and in the days of the Bible. So what did they do when they heard Peter had been arrested? They came to the prayer meeting. And many of them were gathered. You know, it's a sad thing. It doesn't say all of them were gathered. It says many of them had gathered. They had the same problem then as we have now. You know, they never had a time that all the people gathered in the prayer meeting. But when the many gathered, it was sufficient to get the job done. Because the Bible says many of them gathered in prayer. And friends, you think of the power that is available to us tonight as the children of God as we gather together in prayer. Even if it's just two of us that are in the spirit of prayer, he said, if two of you agree on anything, it shall be done. Yeah, and when they gathered themselves together, friends, you know, they knew, what are we going to John Mark's mother's house for tonight to have our cottage prayer meeting, whatever that it was? Okay, what is the prayer request? Okay, saints, we've come together here. We're not doing anything else. We are going to pray for Peter to get out of that prison. Amen. You know, and that's the prayer request. We've got to come with an aim and an objective. If you remember the 10 principles of war, the very first principle of war, you've got to know your objective. And what is our objective of being here tonight? Is to bring our prayer petitions and requests before the Lord. We want to come with a real objective. No, we don't want anything else in this prayer meeting except for this objective. Now, our first objective is we want a bank account for our church. It's enough now. All the banks have said no so far, and it's getting to a stage we're going to get in trouble just now because our old charity is supposed to be closed down, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have a bank account. And if we gather ourselves together, yeah, we're going to be fine just now. We're going to get in trouble because they've been threatening Brother Wilmer about why haven't you closed your old bank account? We don't have a new bank account to put the money in. That's the reason why. But friends, I am persuaded tonight that if we come with this as an objective, we unite ourselves together tonight and say, Satan, get out of our way. Those doors are going to open. It doesn't matter how many people are gathered around our application blocking it. If we pray apostolic prayer tonight, on Monday we'll have our bank account. We will have our bank account. Because we're going to ask in the name of Jesus for our bank account tonight. I'm tired of this. Are you not tired of it? What right does the devil have to keep the children of God from having our bank account? We want to move on in the things of God. We want to move on to our new church building. The second thing we've come to that, we're going to pray about our planning application. Amen. We want things to come through now. Things must now start moving in the name of Jesus. Yeah. There's been sufficient delay. You know, these things, maybe they've happened for a purpose. But now we want to move into our new church. Amen. We want to get things going. So we're not going to go and worry about writing letters to people and phoning people. That's not what they did when Peter was in prison. They never sent a delegation to Herod to go negotiate with Herod. They never sent a delegation down there to go and, you know, make some discussions with the Romans. No. Then we don't need to play around with things like that. We need to use the greatest weapon put in the hands of men. We need to come and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things that have been blocked up, they will come forth in the name of Jesus. If the saints just commit themselves to prayer, they were determined. They knew the objective when they came to pray. Now they knew we're not coming for anything else. We've come to get down to business. We've come to lay hold of heaven based on the promises that God has given unto us. And we're going to claim our promises from the Lord. We want Peter to come forth. Friends, and Peter came forth. And they never doubted that Peter was going to come forth. Because God had put in their hands the mightiest weapon given to man, which is prayer. And you and I have the same weapon in our hands. If you've got the Holy Ghost inside of your life, if you are under the blood today, friends, you have such tremendous potential. You have such a weapon in your hands. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon their knees. And we know how much Satan fears the prayers of the saints because he tries to keep us from prayer all the time. That's why he tries to keep us busy and keep us distracted and all that. You know, keep us with M50 will close and all these kind of things. Friends, because Satan knows the power of a praying church. He knows when people put prayer, not as number 2, 3, 4 in the list of how to get things done. But when people put prayer back to the place it's supposed to be put, the prophet says, what is the first refuge that the believer goes to in a crisis? He goes to prayer. It's got to be our first priority in every situation. So before we do anything else, we want to come and bring these things to the Lord in prayer. And when we pray, friends, I am so much convinced tonight things are going to move and things are going to change. And next Friday, it's going to be a Thanksgiving meeting to come and thank the Lord for moving these things now. Because I'm sure you feel the same as me. Enough is enough. No, Satan's trying to delay and he's trying to frustrate. It's enough now. If the children of God just get down on their knees tonight and we unite ourselves together, just two of us agreeing on anything in his name, he has promised, the God of heaven promised, I will give it to you. And there's more than two of us uniting ourselves together tonight. There's a whole group of us gathering. There's many of us gathering in prayer. Just the same as it was when the apostles gathered in prayer. And they gathered for a specific purpose, which was prayer. And they gathered with a specific agenda. They knew what they were praying about. And friends, these are our petitions tonight. These are the things that we're looking to the Lord tonight. Friends, we want to be in our new church. We want to be moving to that place. We don't want to be packing in here anymore and playing around. No. We don't want this anymore. The Lord has given us a place. He is the one who opened the door. He broke the seal. We never broke the seal. He gave us a place. Now, Satan doesn't want us to move into that place. But now the children of God need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, enough is enough. You know, we've got to come like they came at that time and say, enough is enough. Where do we lose our power as believers? When the prayer meeting becomes a secondary sort of a thing. You know, we put all sorts of things inside of our life. We've got to put prayer meeting as number one once again. That the most important meeting we have as a church is the prayer meeting. That's what the early church realized. The most important meeting is the prayer meeting. Because from the prayer meeting comes the anointing for the evangelism. From the prayer meeting comes the anointing for the song leader. From the prayer meeting comes the anointing for the preaching of the word. From the prayer meeting comes the anointing for the conviction of sinners. From the prayer meeting comes the blessing on the youth meetings and all the different things that we do. But it just seems like the church in all ages since the apostolic time somehow put the prayer meeting down the way. People say, I'm not going to church, so that's only the prayer meeting. That shows a total misunderstanding of what the apostles stood for in the beginning. They would never miss the prayer meeting. The prayer meeting was the most important meeting. Rather miss a preaching meeting than miss the prayer meeting. Because if you're at the prayer meeting, you're not going to miss the preaching meeting anyhow. Because the Lord's going to quicken you and meet you and help you and lead and guide you. But friends, we need to raise the prayer meeting back up to the place that it's supposed to have. Because the saints need to pray. Because when the saints pray, things start to move. When the saints pray, things start to change. When the saints pray, the Lord starts going before. The Lord starts opening prison doors. The Lord starts setting the captives free. That's what he did in the book of Acts. And friends, we are another branch of the same tree. This is a continuation. This is the Acts of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Acts of the Apostles was the Acts. The same Holy Ghost that's in you is the same Holy Ghost that led them the way they did in those days. But they knew the importance of prayer. Now they knew, look, we've got to meet ourselves together in prayer. We can't put this in a secondary sort of something. We can't use human methods to get things done. When sometimes the Lord allows things to get blocked up. Now, sometimes the Lord puts Peter in prison. Why? Because he wants the saints to start praying. Amen. He wants them to start realizing the power of the weapon that is given to them in his name. Why does he put sickness in your life? Why does he allow things to block up in the planning process? Why does he allow bank accounts to get delayed? Because he's waiting for you and I to take it seriously and come in prayer and say, Lord, we're taking you at your word. Now, we can deal with secondary causes. We can type emails to different people. We can, you know, Brother Nat can go down there and stamp his feet at the bank and all that kind of stuff. And nothing's going to move until the saints start to pray. Amen. And when the saints start to pray, friends, things will start moving by themselves. Yes. But it's got to be persevering prayer. It's got to be fervent prayer. It's got to be heartfelt prayer. Our hearts have got to be in these things. Now, we've got to really, really take it seriously to come with this agenda to face up to these challenges tonight. Amen. And then we're going to see things are going to start to move once again. You know, the prophet, when he speaks about prayer being the most powerful weapon, prayer is a potent force. Yeah. You know, they never dealt with secondary causes in the book of Acts. They never went in worried about, let's go and speak to the Sanhedrin. No, they went to the one who is in control of all things. Yeah, because what does the Bible say? It says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will. The people who make these decisions, the people who hold these planning applications, the people that grant bank accounts, their hearts are in the hands of the Lord. That's what the Bible is saying. So rather than going and speaking to them, let's speak to the one who holds their heart in his hand. And he can turn their hearts as rivers of water. He can move a person with compassion. He can make sure the right document is in the right place at the right time. He can have a person in the bank just for a time such as this. Just to help the children of God at this junction, like he had a Joseph of Arimathea, like he had a Nicodemus, people who helped the church of God exactly at those junctions as well. But we need to come before the Lord. We need to deal with the mainspring himself. Now, we don't need to worry about all these other hands on the watch. When you deal with the mainspring, that's the thing that makes everything else tick. That's the thing that makes everything else move. You know, and the best thing is we need to get down to business tonight. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. Not we will be the prophet. Now you are a child of God. You and I have every right to come before the Lord because we believe we're praying according to his will. These things you're asking are according to the will of God. Absolutely. And the Bible says, whatsoever you pray according to his will, he will give it to you. He will give it to you. There's no, he may give it to you. He will give it to us if we're praying fervently in the name of Jesus. But it's got to be fervent prayer. You notice how they prayed. When did they hear about Peter that he's going to be put to death? We don't know when. But from the moment he was put in prison, they started to gather for prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you see, it's just prayer was made continually for Peter. Amen. Yeah. So when the one group had got tired, the next group came and took over. Because when Peter came out of the prison, it was after midnight, the Bible says. And when he went now to John Mark's mother's house, they were still praying. Amen. It was an all-night prayer. Amen. You know, they kept praying, praying without ceasing, coming before the Lord. And the Lord told us that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Then he gives a parable of the unjust judge. He says that knocking on the door continually, please, I need some bread, unexpected visitors. That judge, remember the one, the neighbor said, hey, I better just give this person some bread because they're wearing me out now. And Jesus said, how much more will your heavenly Father? He says, but men ought to pray and not to faint. So we need to be determined tonight. And as the saints come for all night prayer, we want to pray until. We want to pray until, like Hannah, we feel inside of ourselves that God has heard our prayer. That God is on the move. We may not see what's happening in the visible realm, but God has already dealt with the issue. And we'll go away no longer sad, and we'll see the results next week. We'll see the Lord going before to move us. So since we've come like they did. But, you know, you think of it. So Herod has this plan. He says, okay, I know what I'm going to do. This was the devil in Herod. He says, I'm going to put that man in prison, and I'm going to put a guard around him 24 hours. Yeah, I'm going to put sentries around him to watch over them. And these soldiers, four at a time, yeah, each of them doing six-hour shifts, they're watching over him. They've been given a commission. They've got a job to do, and they're going to stay at that post of duty until the job is done, until Peter's been put to death. And the Lord says, no problem. I've got my sentries I'm going to put on duty as well. And he gets his church together, and they're praying 24 hours. These ones are praying. You go and read in the Bible. They prayed continually. Yeah. They continued. When these ones had to go to work, the other ones come and started to pray now. When these ones were too tired, the night watch now took over. And the Lord says, okay, Satan's posted his sentries now. They've got their commission, and they're going to be steadfast until they get the job done. And I've posted my sentries on duty. They're going to continue on in the watch. They've been given their commission, and they're not going to stop until they get their job done as well. And that was the challenge that went forth now. Now, who was going to win? Who was going to win? There was only ever going to be one winner in this situation. It doesn't matter how many. Satan could have put 16,000 soldiers there. It wouldn't have made any difference. When the saints took it seriously to the Lord in prayer, and they persevered in fervent prayer, like the Bible says, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, the Bible says. That means it makes much power available. When a fervent prayer is made in the name of Jesus, power starts going forth. Things start moving. Kingdoms start moving. God starts moving people out of the way that are an obstacle and putting people in the right place. And we won't know that. We'll just know that, wow, this isn't just normal prayer. This is apostolic prayer. This is spirit-led, spirit-quickened prayer. This is not people struggling for words to say. This is genuine prayer. This is genuine prayer that is fervent, that prevails much. And that's what you want to pray tonight, friends. Amen. That's our whole agenda. I've already said all I'm going to say. I've just said, saints, tonight we want to pray. And we want to come before the Lord with a fervency. Because I'm sure you feel the same as me. Enough is enough now. We want the Lord to go before us as a mighty man of war. We want him to lay his arm bare, like the Bible would say when they'd call upon him in the book of Psalms. We want him to go forth before us, the same angel of the Lord that he sent to set Peter free. And friends, imagine the power of their prayer. While they were yet praying, Peter was set free. It's not that they didn't believe he was going to set free when he came to the door. They were just so shocked that it had happened so quickly. Amen. They had their own idea of how God was going to do. Maybe tomorrow he'll do this. Maybe. No, no. The Lord says, no, you just get praying. Leave the rest up to me. And while they were praying, Peter came and knocked on the door. Amen. And said, hey, please, go and tell James and go and tell the rest of the brethren that I've been set free. And friends, we are looking to the Lord to glorify his name. We want to come before him this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And any other petitions that we have before us, any other serious things, serious, big, small, whatever that it is, we want to come before the Lord with a fervency. And maybe you're praying for one of your lost relations, like the word says. You're feeling a burden inside of your soul. It's time to come with a fervency in prayer. We want to come with a fervency this evening to pray for the Lord's richest blessings upon our services on Sunday, on our Sunday school, on our song worship, on the preaching of the word. We want to see the power of conviction come upon the lost. We want to see all of our young people in the kingdom of God. And one more prayer request. We want to see the revival revived in the midst of our youth. The same power that met them last year at the camp. We want to see the Lord come again for his glory and rekindle the fire once again. And take them on to the next stage now. They've started well, but now the revival needs to be revived. And the place where revivals are revived is in prayer. There's no other. You can't read yourself into revival. You can't listen yourself into revival. Revival requires the spirit of prayer. That needs fervent prayer. And when we start coming sincerely before the Lord, he's going to start coming sincerely to quicken us again in prayer. And when we return the prayer meeting back to its preeminence that it had in the book of Acts, we're going to see far more of the book of Acts in our midst. We're going to see far, God doing far greater things than he's already done. Now, friends, we appreciate the things the Lord's already done. I do appreciate the prayer meetings that we have, but I'm sure you feel like me. You know there's another dimension of prayer. You know there's another level when you read the book of Acts and you see what their prayer meetings were, that God would shake the whole building and that all be filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. Oh, friends, I will restore, says the Lord. And friends, all that the Lord wants us to do is to respond to him and just to come back to these ancient paths, just to get back into this original pattern, this original way where they continued steadfastly in prayer, where the prayer meeting was the first resort when problems came, not the last resort. When the prayer meeting wasn't something you just tacked on the end of the week as, there's a prayer meeting. No, when the prayer meeting was the hub around which everything else revolved in the early church. We need to bring it back to that. And the best place to start is in prayer. And the best time to start is now. Because there's no reason for any delay. So let's stand. Let's ask the musicians to come and lead us in one song. And let's come and put these petitions before the Lord. Let's come with a fervency. Whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart, let's put these things before the Lord. Whatever you have, Brother Jess, let's sing one chorus. And let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's just sing that one. Give me oil in my lamp once again. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. That's what we need, saints. We need to be asking him for the oil. And then we come to pray.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. To the King, oh King, Hosanna. of men, keep us resting. Oh, make us fishers of men, I pray. Make us fishers of men, keep us, keep me seeking, keep us seeking till the break of sin. Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Hosanna,
sing Hosanna.
Let's pray, saints. Let's put these petitions before the Lord. Oh, Father, I do thank you, Lord.
his Lord Savior in likewise. Be burdened in prayer. Lord, we ask in your grace, O God. Give, Lord, your church, Lord Savior. Father, that spirit of prayer. That they would be a people, Lord Savior. Oh, that pray through, Lord Savior. A people, Lord Savior. Oh, that Lord Savior. Know and understand, Lord Savior. The weapon that is placed within us, O God. Oh, that we would be a people, Lord Savior. That the just, Lord Savior. Wait, Lord Savior. Even upon thee, Lord Savior. Not wait in silence, Lord. But wait in prayer. Wait, Lord Savior, in your prayer. Wait, Lord Savior. Even in a place, Lord Savior. Where we are, Lord Savior. Oh, God, Lord Savior. In that spirit, Lord, and atmosphere, oh God. Oh, Lord, precious Savior. It's not, Lord Savior, Father. By Lord Savior, much words spoken. By Lord Savior. It's Lord Savior, Father, the spirit that we are in, Lord Savior, God. Oh, connect with us this night, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, meet with us, Lord, even upon this night, Lord Savior, God. Then, Lord, precious Savior, even us here, Lord Savior. We would, Lord Savior, just experience, Lord, the supernatural, Lord Savior, God. Oh, Lord, precious Savior, we know, you know, Lord Savior, that on our own, we cannot, Lord Savior, Father, rise anywhere, Lord Savior. We can only pray so far. But, Lord Savior, it comes, Lord, to a place, Lord Savior, where, Lord, grace has to kick in, Lord Savior. Lord, and you, Lord Savior, Father, lift us, Lord Savior. Lord, and continue on for us, O God. Lord, we ask in your grace, O God. We ask in your mercy, Lord Savior, God. Lord, we can pray, Lord Savior. But what about the brother? What about the sister, Lord Savior? Oh, Father, Lord Savior, that can't, Lord Savior, God. How sweet, Lord Savior, if we would be, Lord Savior, like they were, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, even in the book of Acts, Lord Savior. Oh, they were all praying in one accord. They were all, Lord Savior, in that one situation. They were all, Lord Savior, even in that place, Lord Savior, where each and every one of them, Lord Savior, were in that condition, Lord Savior, God. And we are praying, Lord Savior, for that silent brother, for that silent sister, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, just awaken in the midst of, Lord Savior, that giant, Lord Savior, that quiet child, Lord Savior. Awaken that that they have within them, Lord Savior, God. For they are your children, Lord Savior, God. These are your people, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, Lord Savior, and they love thee, Lord Savior. Oh, precious Savior, Lord Father. Oh, God, hear us, we pray, even upon this time. Lift us, we pray, Lord Savior. Give us the passion, Lord Savior.
Let's sing one song and we'll invite Brother Wilmore to come and put our petitions before us. We'll unite together with him. Let's also remember Brother Faithful. He's traveled across to England for work. So we want to pray for him this weekend. May the Lord grant him a blessing and quicken him in all the things that he does. And whatever else, Brother Woman, you have upon your heart. But let's put these petitions before the Lord. Let's unite ourselves as our brother puts these petitions before the Lord. So let's sing that song, We've Got the Power. And then we invite Brother Woman to come and close things off.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. We've got the to give me your hand. Let's agree together. Let all our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
we've got the power.
In the name of the Lord, oh, Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. And for many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Defeated, we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, this is our confession tonight, Lord. That in the name of Jesus Christ, we've got the power. Amen. Lord, oh God, though the gates of hell themselves may open against us, Father, yet, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we prevail against them, all of them, Father. And we thank you, Father, for your word that has been ministered unto us tonight. Oh God, Father, we thank you that you spoke unto us in this way. For Lord, there are many things, Lord, that we do not see in the spiritual realms. How the enemy seeks to frustrate, Lord, our hands, to weaken us, Lord, and weaken our faith and take us away from the most important things, Lord, in our lives. But Father, oh God, today you have come once again and you have spoken your word, Lord. And you have pointed to us, Lord, what you have given unto us, Lord, amen, that we could use it, Father, to open all the doors that you have opened for us, Father. Amen. So we want to thank you tonight, Father, that you brought us in here, Lord, and you have given us something in our hearts, a desire to call upon your name in prayer, Lord.
God, that Father, the prison doors may be opened, even as they were opened unto Peter, Lord. Father, they had shut him in, Lord, right into the inner prison, and four quaternions of soldiers to really make sure, Lord, that he will not come out. But by the power of prayer, Lord, every one of those doors were opened. Oh, those soldiers, Lord, they do not know what happened until this day. Yet, Lord, you set your servant free, and he walked on the streets a free man and came to where they were in prayer. Father, we believe you are the very same God that we are calling upon tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that Father, this bank account, that it may be availed unto us, Lord. For Lord, they have set it beyond our reach and shut it into the inner place of the company. Lord, where we have no access, but Lord, by prayer, Lord, tonight we are reaching into the vault of the bank, Lord, and making it happen because you are God. We believe in thy name. We believe in your word that you can make it happen. For Lord, you made it happen for us, Lord. Father, when we didn't know what to do, where to bring the church, Lord, and not enough space, Lord. Father, you reached out, Lord, to the very best place in this whole country, and you opened a door for us, Lord, and you gave us this space, Lord. Yet, Father, once again, the enemy has come in, Lord, and put speed bumps, Lord, has put obstacles, Lord, to delay and to frustrate, Lord. He has his son Balak, Lord, to weaken our hands. But Father, none of those things move us tonight. Father, as we stand behind the name of Jesus Christ, claiming, Lord, what you have given unto us in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, may you make it happen. That, Lord, at your appointed time, that you open this door, Lord. That, Father, we may walk into that church, Lord, not a day later, but right on time. And in our hearts, Lord, we are yearning for it, Lord. We are desiring for it. It must be somewhere because there's a deep in us, Lord, calling unto the deep tonight. We want that church. We have prayed for it for so long, and you have given us the resources, Lord, to make it happen. Yet the enemy has come in. Father, we rebuke him tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, that, Lord, things may begin to move once again. Father, there's a declaration in my heart. I know that it is going to happen. There's not a doubt, Lord. Father, so I want to thank you tonight for that bank account. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for this planning application. Lord, I want to thank you for the wonderful time we shall have in the new church. Lord, even at the dedication of it, Father, we want to thank you for it already. We thank you for the perfect sound system. We thank you, Lord, for everything's just right in that place, because you are God and you have given it unto your children. We bless your name. Father, how we miss our brother Greg tonight. Lord, we commit him into your hands. May you touch him and his family, whatever need they may have. Lord, may you provide for our brother. We commit him into your hands. Oh God, as we look to Sunday, Lord, I pray that you may come once more and stir us up in our hearts, Lord, how we are yearning for you in this season to continue to speak your word. Oh God, may you come once more, Lord. I pray for the pastor as he separates himself tomorrow, waiting on you, Lord, to speak and anoint him for Sunday. May you be with him. Lord, may you anoint us all, Lord, that when the word comes, we may hear it the way that you want it to be heard. Amen. Father, we commit it into your hands, and we pray for our young people. Yes. Lord, bless them and help them. Yes. Grant them grace in this season. Yes. Lord, the world makes us so busy, yes, and it, Lord, has an effect upon our lives spiritually, Lord. Yes. But I pray that you may restore once more, Lord, yes, and give us those refreshing times. Amen. Once again. Amen. I commit them into your hands, yes, as they prepare for exams, some of them. Grant them grace, Lord. But Father, as we prepare even for the youth camp in Czech, Lord, we are looking looking to you that you meet with them once more, Lord, and do something special for them in their lives. Father, at this time, we commit, Lord, our young couples that are preparing, Lord, for weddings. We commit them into your hands, that, Lord, you help them to walk right, and that, Lord, you bless the weddings, Lord. That, Father, oh God, there may be a witness ring from heaven on that day for the glory and honor of your name. Be with us now as we would part tonight. Father, we want to thank you, for thou art mindful. Lord, thou art kind unto us. We don't deserve anything, Lord. But Lord, you are so loving to us. You give us the very best. We thank you for your word tonight. And we bless your name until we meet again. Father, bless us and keep us safe and renew strength unto thy servant that he has given out, Lord, for your glory. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you, brother. Amen. Brother. Amen. God bless you, saints. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. And God bless the saints staying for all night prayer. We've warmed the way. We've done the, in sport, it's called the curtain raiser. You know, you have the second team come and play first, and then the first team comes and they get the job done. So may it be a blessed time. Please keep taking it on. Because saints, I am persuaded that the time has come. The time of the promise has come. And as we just lay a hold of the Lord, we'll see wonderful things. So God bless you, saints. Let's sing that song. It's coming down, down, down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have his way, the glory of the Lord is coming down. And we dismiss in Jesus' name. Down, 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 down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray for the Lord and his way, the glory of the Lord is coming down.
It's coming down.
It's coming down.
It's coming down.
It's coming down when the saints begin to pray
that the Lord to have his way.
The glory of the Lord is coming down.
Oh,
be of good courage. God spoke unto Joshua. Way all the rivers God pointed away. Jordan uncrossable. They seem impossible. What is divided, stay much of.
Oh, oh God, any rivers, you think are
God, any mountain, you can't. God specializes in things thought impossible. And he will do what no other power to. Battles to win, battles to win. We'll meet with the obstacles. Jericho's walls too must fall to the. God never failed. Stood back on his promises. Walls had to crumble. So God,
any rivers
you think I have got any mountains you can't. How God specializes in things done, and he will do what no other power do. God is the same.
God is the same.
His word is dependable. He'll make our way through the waters for life situations. By him are unbendable mountains and his hero parts. So God and the rivers you think are uncrossable. God, any mountains you count on, God specializes
in things thought impossible, and he will do what? Hosanna, oh, Hosanna,
blessed be the rock,
blessed be,
oh, blessed be.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
sing Hosanna, blessed be
the rock,
blessed be
the rock
of my salvation.
Oh, magnify,
won't you magnify the Lord, with me, for he is worthy,
for he is worthy,
oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Magnify the Lord with me,
for he is worthy, he is worthy. Sing
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be
the rock,
blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
sing Hosanna. Blessed be
the rock,
blessed be the rock of my soul. Singing glory, glory, glory to his name. He lives and reigns forever. Glory, glory to his name. Glory, glory to his name. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Sing Hosanna. Blessed be
the rock,
blessed be the rock of my salvation. Jehovah Jireh, is his name, for he will provide. Jehovah Jireh is his name. Jireh is his name. For he provided. Oh, sing Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be
the rock,
blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that same spirit,
that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you,
it
shall quicken, your mortal bodies, it shall quicken. Your mortal body, hallelujah,
it shall quicken
your mortal bodies. If that spirit dwell in you,
Olivia. Oh yes, if that
same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you,
dwell in you. If that same spirit, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwell in you, dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken.
It shall quicken
your mortal. It will quicken. It will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwells.